Releasing two doves as a symbol of peace, Pope Benedict made an appeal on Sunday for a halt to violence in Lebanon and Gaza, appealing for dialogue. The Holy Father was joined by two children on his balcony during his Angelus address. Earlier, they had participated in Rome's Catholic Action Mass for Peace. Speaking about Lebanon, the Pope said it was unacceptable that one should take the path of violence to affirm one's political goals.
Provo una pena immensa.
He also said that he feels immense pain for what he calls that dear population, saying that he knows that many Lebanese face the temptation of abandoning all hope and feel confused by what's happening in their country. Last week, clashes between pro- and anti-government supporters in Lebanon left 4 people dead and dozens of others injured. The Holy Father called on Christians in Lebanon to promote authentic dialogue among the various communities in the nation. Pope Benedict also appealed for the end of violence in the Gaza Strip as soon as possible and called on all involved to work together for the common good and seek peaceful solutions. Before reciting the Angelus, Pope Benedict turned his attention to the great doctor of the Church, St. Thomas Aquinas.
Il calendario liturgico ricorda oggi San Tommaso d'Aquino.
He said the 13th century theologian offers us a model of harmony between faith and reason. The Pope said man is impoverished when he can think only about material objects and experiments and closes himself off from the larger questions of life, including God. He said the relationship between faith and reason constitutes a serious challenge for present Western culture, pointing out that his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, spoke about this in his encyclical, Fides et Ratio, and he himself discussed it during his lecture at the University of Regensburg.
Quando è autentica la fede cristiana, non mortifica la libertà.
The Pope said authentic Christian belief does not destroy freedom and reason. He pointed out that faith presupposes reason and goodness, and that reason, illuminated by faith, finds the strength to raise itself to the knowledge of God and spiritual things. He said that St. Thomas Aquinas was able to present to Western civilization a wonderful synthesis of faith and reason. I'm Charles Collins.